You have a lot to focus on every day. Let Virginia Premier focus on your health coverage. Our health plan is only focused on Virginia, so we can connect you with quality healthcare and local resources. Our added benefits give you more value on top of your medical and drug coverage from Virginia Medicaid. See our benefits at virginiapremier.com/Medicaid and have your whole family with the same health plan. Virginia Premier, focused on Virginia, focused on you.
Improper disposal of batteries can spark fires. Fires on garbage trucks and at trash and recycling centers cost millions and put lives in danger. Batteries do not belong in regular trash or recycling. Learn more at gorecycle.org. Brought to you by Covanta.
Hello, Cleveland, and welcome back to another edition of the Dogland Podcast. I am your host, Jackson McCurry, and joining me on this episode is my co-host, Anthony Jokey. Anthony, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are you? It's been a minute, but it's good to talk to you.
Yeah, for sure. It's been a little, two weeks since we last recorded?
Couple weeks, I think.
Yeah, last time we talked, we recapped the draft. The last episode, I had Jack Duffin on. We talked about some stuff, but the one thing we haven't discussed yet is the schedule, which came out last Thursday. So I figured we needed to sit down, go through the schedule, talk about some of the highlights of what's coming for the Browns in 2022. And then, of course, as typical Browns fans, Anthony, we're going to play the schedule game. So let's go ahead and jump into the schedule. The Browns, I think we knew, you know, they're coming off a, 7-10 record last year. They might not get as many primetime games as they got last year. And obviously, you know, there's a lot of hype surrounding this team. But, Anthony, only two primetime games right now slated for the Browns. Week three, they play Pittsburgh on Amazon Prime's Thursday Night Football, which is a new thing we're going to have to get used to because it's strictly on Amazon Prime Video. And then Halloween night, which this should be a great one, at First Energy Stadium. Both primetime games are at First Energy Stadium, mind you. Cincinnati Bengals, which could be a pivotal matchup about halfway through the season for the AFC North. So two big primetime games, both against division rivals, but I think the Browns fans might have expected a couple more primetime games, but right now we only got two.
Yeah, well, there are those two be determined games, the start times later on in the year. So those could definitely be primetime ones, especially being against Baltimore and Pittsburgh later on. But, you know, it's not surprising to me because, you know, they went into last year with quite a few. And when you have a disappointing season, going 7-10 and missing the playoffs, you have all this other hype in the AFC with, you know, the AFC West going to be must-see TV, I think. A lot of quarterback movement, you know, Russell Wilson going to the Broncos. And then you have all these young stars, too, you know, like the Josh Allens and the Patrick Mahomes and Justin Herberts of the world. Now, those are teams that people want to see more than the Browns at the moment, and that's perfectly fine with me. I don't mind if we don't have, you know, five or six or whatever the maximum primetime games is. But the two that we do have, those are both very exciting. You know, having Pittsburgh on a Thursday night at home, having Cincinnati on a Halloween night at home, those are just going to be a couple of crazy atmospheres. So if those end up being the only two primetime games we have this year, that's fine. I you know, those are two really good ones. And I'd be more concerned, you know, having just playing a regular schedule and making the playoffs as opposed to having primetime games. But, you know, having those two, those are the ones I'm really excited about.
Yeah, without a doubt. And honestly, as personally for me, as I start to get older, I can't find myself to stay awake late anymore. So I'm actually glad right now we only have two primetime games because sometimes it's hard to freaking stay awake for some of them. Like I usually end up staying awake for them, but, and I know I'm only 29, I'm still fairly young, but like I'm appreciative of 15 1 o'clock games as things stand right now.
Yeah, you know, I already probably have to plan to take off the day after, since those are both home games, and I'll be there. Taking off the day after those games, just because I'm not going to try to go to work the day after those. You know, why would you? So, yeah, the 1 o'clock games are nice. You know, it makes it easy to plan other things. You know, having all 15 other games at 1 o'clock, well, besides the two to be determined ones. So, but having all those other ones at 1 o'clock kind of makes things a lot easier.
Yeah, without a doubt. So, like, Anthony, when the schedule got released, obviously the first game that we knew about for sure was the home opener against the Jets. But if you look at the first four matchups for the Browns, and I know we still don't know the status of Deshaun Watson. He is meeting with the NFL officials this week, which kind of makes you think their investigation is getting towards completion. But you look at these first four games, they open up on September 11th at Carolina, which theoretically could be if Carolina still wants Baker Mayfield and the Browns can pull off a trade with Carolina, could be Baker versus either Deshaun or Jacoby Brissett or whoever. But still, Baker versus the Browns could be an exciting week one matchup to kick off the season. But they play the Panthers week one, the home opener week two against the Jets, Thursday night football against Pittsburgh, which isn't a gimme by any means, even though they have either Mitch Trubisky or Kenny Pickett at quarterback. And then week four against Atlanta. A lot of Browns fans have said this, and I kind of agree. There's a chance the Browns could start the season 4-0. Now, every NFL game is tough. No questions answered or no questions asked about that. But these are four teams that the Browns are obviously better than both sides of the ball. I mean, there's a chance they can go 4-0. I would say at least 3-1 because they're better than the Panthers, who their coach is on the hot seat. Their quarterback position's in flux. The Jets are the Jets, even though they had a great draft, and you would expect Zach Wilson to take a leap in year two. We've already mentioned Pittsburgh, but Atlanta, you know, they're in a transition. Marcus Mariota is their projected starting quarterback. They've loaded up with weapons around him, but the Browns are better than all four of these teams, and theoretically, they could go 4-0 in the first, essentially, the first quarter of the season.
Yeah, it certainly looks like that. You know, it does depend on who the quarterback is going to be. I would say, if I had to put like a percentage on it, I would say like an 80% chance if Deshaun Watson is your quarterback going 4-0, and maybe closer down to, I don't know, a 50% chance if it's percent.
Yeah. It's definitely less than 50.
Yeah. So cause I still think, you know, if it's percent, you know, I do think there's still a much better team than Carolina. Definitely New York. Pittsburgh still have a good defense on the other side. And it doesn't matter what the record is. They always play tough anyways. And then going on the road to Atlanta, that could also be an interesting one. So, you know, there's obviously a much better choice if Watson is playing, a much better chance if Watson is playing. But, yeah, you know, it's a nice start to the season. If it's just a four-game suspension, that'll really be intriguing. But if it's an eight-game suspension, Jack, they better go like 3-1 or 4-0 because the next four games after that are extremely tough.
Yeah, without a doubt. And it's essentially the second quarter of the season, I would say. Week five, Los Angeles Chargers. Everybody remembers last year's game, a shootout, a game the Browns should have won, a game the refs, you know, made some very controversial calls against the Browns. I think it was 47-42 was the final or something like that. It was actually being replayed Tuesday on NFL Network. But that's going to be a tough matchup. It's in Cleveland this time, so maybe it favors us being the home team. Week six, another rematch from last year. New England comes to town. We all know that game. It was a massive blowout by Mac Jones, Belichick, and the Patriots. So hopefully the Browns, it's in their favor this time. Week seven, they go to Baltimore. They play Baltimore. This is their first divisional matchup, or second divisional matchup of the year. And then week eight, like we mentioned before, Halloween night, Monday night football against Cincinnati in Cleveland. So like you said, Anthony, they got to get off to a hot start because that second stretch of games before they hit the bye week in week nine is very tough. And I think it will determine how good this football team is heading into the bye week.
Yes, it's certainly intriguing because, you know, you look at those first eight games there and then having the bye week right after it. It almost kind of sets up for like an eight-game suspension. And if that's the case, I think you would hope to go 500 in those first eight games. I think that would be a really good spot to be in because there are some really, you know, quality opponents, especially in that second quarter, like you mentioned, that you're going to be facing. So if it's Brissett back there for those first eight games, going 500, I think, would be a win for this team going into the second half of the season where the schedule does get tougher. But theoretically, if it's an eight-game suspension, you'll have Deshaun Watson. And if you have Deshaun Watson, you know, there's – only a couple quarterbacks on that list in those last nine games that are better than him. So, you know, you're probably going to have the best quarterback on the field, a really good defense, and you would hope that they'd be able to – they probably have to go 6-3. It's still weird to do the odd math. 6-3. In the second half of the season to make the playoffs, getting 10 wins is probably gonna will get you there.
Yeah, for sure. Like you said, if there's an 8-game suspension, you would hope like best case scenario is that the Browns go 500. And I think they could just because, you know, the array of talent on the offensive side of the ball, Jacoby Brissett has started 37 games in his career. He's 14-23. The last time he was a full-time starter was in 2019 with Indy. He went 7-8. Had 18 touchdowns and 6 interceptions. So he's not a terrible quarterback. Like he can be, you know, the little stopgap in a potential suspension scenario for Deshaun Watson. You know, like I said, the talent on the offensive side of the ball, the defense coming back another year under Joe Woods, the defense should take another step forward. I think should, if any indication from the second half of last year, that if they can be a 500 team by the time Watson comes back, then who knows what will happen in that second half of the year. And we mentioned the bye week is week 9. The first game post bye week is week 10 at Miami. Another tough game because, you know, Miami should take a step forward. A new head coach and Mike McDaniel coming from San Francisco. They have surrounded Tua with weapons. They've been building through the draft and free agency. But in this third quarter, essentially, Anthony, they got Miami. They got to go to Buffalo, which I think is their toughest matchup of the season because we all think, at least I think, Buffalo is probably the best team in the AFC right now as things stand. And then week 12, Tom Brady's potentially his final trip to Cleveland as Tampa Bay comes to town Thanksgiving weekend to play the Browns. And then week 13, they have to travel to Houston to face the Texans, which could be an interesting matchup if Deshaun Watson is available. We don't know how long the suspension will be, but his return to Houston, it's going to be a big matchup, regardless of how good or bad the Houston Texans are, just being Watson's first trip back to Houston potentially.
Yeah, coming out of the bye week, certainly no favors to us, right? You know, going down to Miami, Buffalo, you know, the weather could certainly kind of wash out that game, and it could be, you know, 0 degrees and 2 feet of snow on the ground in late November. Coming home to Tampa Bay, obviously another really tough team, and then like you mentioned, to Houston. So coming out of the bye week, you know, it's going to be extremely important for this team if it's a AK suspension and Deshaun Watson makes his first start on the road in Miami. It's important that, you know, they have everything put together. You know, you can't come out of the bye week and falter and lose like 2 out of those 4 or 3 out of those 4. That would just be a disaster, especially if those are Watson's first starts with the team. You know, if they come out of the bye week and lose 2 or 3 in that third quarter there, it's seriously going to put the playoffs in jeopardy. Now, I know that depends on the first half of the season, and we're kind of assuming and doing a couple different scenarios with, like, the suspension length that Watson might have. But it's very important to come out of that bye week there and attack the second half of the season, and come out and be able to win a couple of those games on the road.
Yeah, definitely. As we get to the final five games of the season, we call this the final quarter, but I mean, there's five games instead of four. They go to Cincinnati week 14. Baltimore comes to Cleveland week 15. Like you mentioned earlier, Anthony, the time is to be determined. It could be a primetime game, potentially. So that'll be interesting. Week 16 is on Christmas Eve. It's a Saturday game because the Browns unfortunately didn't get one of the three Christmas Day games on Sunday. But they play New Orleans and Cleveland. Jarvis Landry's returned to Cleveland. As we all know, he signed with New Orleans last week. Week 17, they travel to Washington to play the Commanders on New Year's Day, which that's going to be interesting because I'm so used to New Year's Day being mainly college football, but New Year's Day is going to have NFL football and potentially college football. So that's going to be something to watch. And then week 18, they close out in Pittsburgh. And that time is to be determined. That could be a primetime game. That could be a game potentially for a playoff spot, whether it's the division or a wild card spot. So, a nice little stretch of good football to close out the season. And hopefully, Anthony, the Browns are competing for a playoff spot, as they head down the stretch through mid to late December and into early January.
Yeah, you hope so, because on paper, this team is very good. And, you know, they go another season without missing the playoffs. And I know, you know, with the suspension pending, you know, hopefully it's this year, not next year. You know, hopefully you're able to make the play. If they can make the playoffs this year with a suspension, I think that would be a huge success. If they miss the playoffs by like a game with an 8-game suspension, I still think that's pretty good. But anything, you know, only like last year, if it's like a 7-10 year or 8-9 year, I think, you know, some questions are going to have to be answered after that. But I believe with how good this team is on paper, and we've talked about this before, it has to translate. You know, they could definitely get around that 10 win mark, even with the suspension. And that should put you right there in the hunt for the playoffs.
Without a doubt. And then, you know, they also announced the preseason games, which, I mean, we will talk about, because obviously, you know, when it comes to the preseason games in August, we will break them down, see what, and our thoughts on all that. The Browns are traveling to Jacksonville again, week one of the preseason, on a Friday night to play the Jaguars. Week two, and I would feel like this might be the week that they do the joint practice sessions. Philadelphia Eagles, because the Browns have a good relationship. Obviously, Andrew Berry and Howie Roseman, a good relationship between the front offices. They've exchanged scouts and personnel members. Philly will travel to Cleveland week two for that. It's a Sunday game at 1:00, August 21st. And then they will close out the preseason week three against the Chicago Bears on a Saturday night, also in Cleveland. So the Browns get 2 out of 3 of their preseason games at home. So I think either the Eagles or the Bears, you would think, make the most sense for a joint practice session. I would probably tend to think it'll be the Eagles, but we will definitely see.
I was going to say, I would say too, you know, I would tend to think, you know, Sunday, possibly, August 21st against Philly is the first time you'll see Deshaun Watson on the field, because in the preseason there won't be a suspension or anything. He'll be eligible to play. So I'd imagine you'll be able to see him in Cleveland on the field that day.
Yeah, if he plays at all. It depends on how, you know, Stefanski wants to do things. If he is getting suspended, I'm sure Stefanski will want him to get some reps before he has to sit out whatever length of time he is gonna probably be suspended for. So we will definitely see. Anthony, like I mentioned at the top of the podcast, we are gonna do the schedule game, just because I feel like that's a Browns fans tradition, because like everybody does the schedule game.
Sure.
So
it sure is. How do you want to do this? Do you want to operate this with the suspension, with, you know, how do you want to do this? Because that does factor into it.
I think, let's just say he is suspended the first 8 games. Now, obviously, we don't know. We should get some clarity, I think, over the summer, just because, like I mentioned, Watson is meeting with the league officials this week. Typically, that means that the league is close to wrapping up their investigation. So let's just go with, 8-game suspension, and we'll keep that in mind as we go through.
Okay.
Okay. So week one at Carolina, Browns or Panthers, Anthony?
I will go with I'll go with the Browns.
Okay. Week two, the home opener versus the Jets.
I will go with the Browns too. Are you keeping track of these?
Yes, I am. Hold
okay.
on. Make sure I do this. And I am also going with the Browns the first two games, FYI for everybody. Alrighty. Week three, Thursday night against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Pittsburgh.
Same. I just, like, I know everybody thinks we can go 4-0, but these division games are always tough. And I don't expect the Browns to sweep any of the division games, if that's for everybody to keep your score at home. So, yeah, I'm going with a loss as well. And then week four against Atlanta, at Atlanta.
Who's your quarterback now?
Right now it's Marcus Mariota.
I'll go with the Browns here.
And I will as well. Okay, week five at, or the Los Angeles Chargers are coming to town.
LA.
Ooh, I kind of want to pick the Browns, but I love the additions the Chargers made to their defense. And I think Justin Herbert takes another leap this year. So I'm with you. They are also going to, the Chargers going to beat the Browns that one. Week six at New England comes to town.
New England.
I am going Browns on this one. Browns get their revenge from last year. And I liked Mac Jones at the start of last year. He kind of tapered off. So we'll see what he does year two. Week seven at Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Ooh, you got the Browns on a 3-game losing streak. I will say they lose this one as well. So right now, and then week eight, Cincinnati, Monday night at home.
I will go Browns here.
Okay. I will also go Browns. They always play well on Monday night. So, yeah.
Plus, it's Halloween at home. That place is going to be nuts. I'll pick the Browns here.
So halfway through, so we're hitting the bye week. Anthony has predicted the Browns to go 4-4. I have them at 5-3 right now. So I feel like either way, Anthony, we got to feel pretty good. If the Browns are, if they're 4-4, 5-3 and Watson's out the first eight games, I would feel pretty good about this team.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Four being 500 after those first eight games I mentioned earlier, it would be a huge success. And Jacoby Brissett made all the money in the world. He deserves that if he can go 4-4. In the first half of the season.
Oh, without a doubt. So rolling off the bye week, week 10 at Miami. Who you got in this one?
So this would theoretically be Watson's debut. I will go with the Browns.
I will as well. I don't know if you've seen the videos of Tua throwing at OTAs, especially the deep balls to Tyreek Hill. Not pretty at all. I've been a fan of Tua. I just wonder if the hip is still causing him issues recovering from that serious injury he suffered in college. But yeah, I got to go with the Browns on this one. Plus, Jack Duffin's going to be there. So we're definitely going to win that game.
Yeah, he'll have to definitely bring us some good luck there.
Yeah, especially if like Duffin can somehow meet his hero, DePodesta. Week 11, we are traveling to Buffalo. It's late November. Who knows? Like you said, who knows what the weather's going to be like up there? But this is a big time matchup. So who you got in this one? Browns or Bills?
I will go. I'll go Buffalo here.
I am going as well. I just think that team is, especially after the end of their season last year and that thriller against Kansas City, they're going to be hungry this year. And I totally think that they're out for that Super Bowl big time this year. Week 12 like I mentioned earlier, Tom Brady's potentially his last game traveling to Cleveland, Buccaneers versus Browns.
I have learned over the years, Jack, to never bet against Tom Brady, so I am going Tampa Bay.
I think the last time, no, definitely wasn't, but I always think back to 2010, the Peyton Hillis game.
Oh, yeah. I watched those highlights the other day. They popped up on a recommended YouTube video.
They're always a must watch, but I can't help but think the state of Ohio sends Tom Brady off in a big way. Instead of the Peyton Hillis game, maybe it's the Nick Chubb game. Late November, Thanksgiving weekend, Nick Chubb goes crazy on Tampa's aging defense. Browns in an upset. They beat the Buccaneers. So week 13 at Houston, which this could be a big one. If we're thinking Watson only gets 8 games, then this is his first trip back to Houston since he got traded. This could be a pretty big, this will be a, I think a highly televised game, but Texans or Browns.
This is one that could get flexed too, maybe, depending on how things are.
Yeah.
I will go with the Browns here.
I will as well. Week 14 at Cincinnati.
You know, the Bengals got to prove they can beat us. I'm going with the Browns.
All right. I like that. And I'm with you. Joe Burrow has not beat the Browns yet, if I remember correctly. So Browns sweep Cincinnati. Both of us think that. So this is huge.
Well, he would have beat us week 17 last year, or week 18, or whatever it was. But.
week 15, Baltimore in Cleveland.
Browns.
Yes. I think that as well. You had the Browns on a 3-game winning streak. I had them on a 4-game winning streak. So they're getting hot at the right time on both of our ends. Christmas Eve, week 16, the Saints come to Cleveland.
Come on. Really? The team from the South coming into Cleveland in late December?
You don't trust Jameis in the cold weather?
I will take the Browns here.
I will as well. New Year's Day, week 17, traveling to Washington. Are you going to Deshaun Watson or Carson Wentz in this one? That's if Carson Wentz is healthy. Let's keep that in mind as well.
If he makes it to week 17. You know, I have a feeling at this point Washington might be tanking for the number one pick. Yeah, I'll go Browns here.
I will as well. And as we go to week 18, the regular season finale at Pittsburgh, Browns or Steelers? We have snapped the curse of Heinz Field, so.
That's true, but I will go Pittsburgh again.
Okay. I will. Oh, God. You know what? This could be.
You know, after being so hot on the streak to the playoffs, I'll take one loss.
Yeah, you know what? I will too, because I have them riding a 6-game winning streak going into this week. So, and the Browns might be benching they might not be playing their guys. We might be seeing Jacoby Brissett one more time at the end of the season as we rest our guys up for the playoffs.
Jacoby Brissett against Trubisky?
Or Pickett. Who knows?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that'll be, I mean, that'll be interesting. We'll see. Let me tally this up real quick. So you had the Browns' final record at 10-7. Now, this is May 17th, so, you know, Anthony, we might go back to this and change it before the regular season starts, but...
Oh, I'm sure we'll go back and change it if we figure out the suspension thing.
Yeah. So you have them at 10-7. I have them at 12-5, honestly, right now.
Yeah, I think 10-7 is an if they could get into the playoffs, just because how good the AFC is.
Right.
But what might work to the Browns' advantage is that AFC West is so good, those teams might split 3-3 in a division because they're all so good.
Yeah.
So which means they'll have to win, you know, 7 of their other 11 games, you know, to get to 10 wins. So it's going to be interesting to see, because I think that the AFC is just going to beat up against each other. That's why, you know, those games, those AFC matchups against the Chargers, New England, Miami, Buffalo, like those are huge games, more so than the NFC matchup ones. Because of the tiebreakers and stuff. So if they win a couple less games but get those ones, they'll be in a good spot.
Yeah, for sure. Because, like, counting on the top of my head, just looking at the AFC teams, I see 12 playoff quality teams, and there's only 7 spots. So, like you said, it's going to be an absolute fight because any team in the AFC West can make the playoffs, as far as I'm concerned. All their rosters are stacked. In the South, I only have Tennessee and Indy because I still think Houston and Jacksonville need more talent to be able to compete for the playoffs. In the North, I'm only counting Cincinnati, Cleveland, and Baltimore just because who knows what they're going to get out of the quarterback position in Pittsburgh. And then in the East, Buffalo, New England, and Miami, because I still think the Jets are at least another year away from even thinking about the playoffs. So I only have 12 out of the 16 teams playoff quality in the AFC.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. I'm not counting out Pittsburgh. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just because we've been dealing with them for so many years that I'll just never count them out. But, you know, with Tomlin as your coach, they got to the playoffs last year with Roethlisberger on half a leg. So, you know, I just wouldn't count them out. I would give them maybe as much as the chance as the Ravens at the moment. I kind of have them both as the third team, and then Cincinnati and Cleveland in the first couple spots.
And that's fair. Like, my only thing is Baltimore, all their missing players are back, especially on defense that they lost, and they added Kyle Hamilton, they added Marcus Williams. Like, most of their defense is back. That was banged up big time. Obviously, the questions are, like, Lamar's got to have a bounce back year because last year was a struggle. My only thing with Pittsburgh, you know, I like Najee Harris. He had a solid rookie year. Their receivers are solid. Their offensive line is a question mark, but they've added to it. Their defense, we always got to worry about the Pittsburgh defense. The only question is whether it's Trubisky or Pickett, can you count on them to get Pittsburgh close enough to be within striking distance for a playoff spot? That's, like, the only question I have is their line and obviously the quarterback.
Well, I think I saw Tomlin has never finished below 500, so that's why I can't count them out, you know.
That's fair. He's a great coach. I mean, he doesn't get the respect he deserves, but like you said, he's been the coach for, I think this is his 15th or 16th year, and like you said, he's never had a losing record. So, I mean, he's definitely one of the most underrated coaches in the league, which is saying something because, you know, his record speaks for itself.
And you have to think with Baltimore too, they have Dobbins coming back, and that's going to open up so much more, I think, for that offense. Since they really don't have a receiver at the moment, they're just going to run teams to death over there.
Right. And they just added Mike Davis, who was pretty solid for Atlanta. So they have Edwards, Dobbins, and Davis in the backfield, not to mention what Lamar can do with his feet. But, yeah, I mean, like
they drafted the center. They drafted a couple tight ends. So yeah. I honestly think they're going to run like 40 times a game.
Wouldn't shock me. Wouldn't shock me at all. Any final thoughts before we get on out of here?
No. I think we pretty much covered it all in terms of the schedule. I'm just – you know, excited for those two primetime games. Those two later on in the year are certainly going to be intriguing if they give us a primetime spot with those. But, you know, it's of course silly to do this on May 17th, right. But it's still fun. You know, it's because it's after the draft and because we have, 2 months to training camp, we have to find something to talk about. So
pretty much, yeah.
I mean, going and playing the schedule game is always a fun thing to do. So, like I said earlier, to wrap it up, 10-7 with an 8-game suspension for Watson, I think would be a pretty huge win for the season, whether or not they miss the playoffs.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, just if they could play 500 ball without Watson, then when he comes back, I mean, you look at the talent on this team. 10 to 12 wins, I think, can sneak you into the playoffs. I mean, I picked 12-5, and that's even with the suspension. But, yeah, I mean, that middle part of the season is, like, the biggest key. That's all the tough matchups are essentially in the middle of that season, And, you know, that's could be partially without Watson and then Watson coming back. I mean, it's going to be a big proving point for this team, regardless of who the quarterback is, because if they think they can get back to the playoffs and they believe in the talent that's they've built around whoever the quarterback's going to be, then that middle part of the schedule is going to be so key to determine whether they can get back to the playoffs. And I ultimately think they can. We still got a couple months, obviously, for things to shake out, but it's going to be an interesting 2022, to say the least.
Out of curiosity, do you have an idea what the trade deadline is for this year?
It's usually week 8. So I think it's like it'll be right after the Cincinnati game.
Okay. Which would,
I know what you're thinking.
It's a very opportune time for that to be the trade deadline. What am I thinking?
Are you thinking if Brissett balls out that Barry's going to flip him at the deadline to get a draft pick?
No.
No.
I was just like, you know, if it's an 8-game suspension and Watson's coming back, maybe. And they have they somehow win like 5 or 6 games with Brissett before he comes back. You know, I can see them trying to add as many pieces as possible to go on a Super Bowl run at that point.
Yeah, it's definitely gonna be an interesting time because it would essentially be like a deadline move. Like, oh, the Browns get their starting quarterback back and he's a got all pro talent. So yeah, that would definitely be something to watch for sure.
Would that be like how Shapiro used to tell us how getting somebody back from the injured list was like trading for a player and not having to give up anything at the deadline?
Oh, yeah. That's definitely how it is. I mean, I that's a fair analogy to make, and I don't disagree with that at all.
That was a very sarcastic tone, by the way.
Oh, just shut up. You want to make your... Anthony.
I just couldn't stand when he would do that. Like, I don't know.
I mean, he wasn't wrong, but I get your sarcastic outlook on it.
Yeah. For many years, he did that.
So to wrap things up, you guys can follow Anthony on Twitter at Anthony Jokey. Jokey is J-O-K-I. You can follow me on Twitter at Jack McCurry 08. And also follow The Dogland on Twitter at The Dogland, as well as check us out on Facebook and drop us a like. If you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, leave us a review. Anthony, you and I have both had to laugh because checking the reviews, we got a very interesting one over the weekend saying that we whine a lot and we need to just quit doing podcasts. But we are. This is episode 303, and I don't think we're stopping anytime soon. So to all the lovers and haters out there, thank you.
Yeah, if we don't stop after the 0-17 or 0-16 season, we're not stopping. So
for sure.
Enjoy it.
And as always, until next time, go Browns.
Hola, soy DJ Pino y como parte del equipo de Cabanillas Asociados, quiero informarles que puede hacer su cita gratis ahora mismo mandando un DM por Instagram a Cabanillas Love. Hemos ayudado a miles de familias con todo tipo de casos de inmigración, sea peticiones de familia, perdón por haber cruzado la frontera, asilo, visa U, caso de VAWA y el programa de visa juvenil. A su familia también le podemos ayudar. Recuerde que en Cabanillas Asociados también representamos casos criminales, casos de bancarrota, liquidaciones de deudas, divorcios y todo caso de familia. Defendemos de ejecuciones hipotecarias, refinanciamiento y modificaciones de préstamos, testamentos, compra y venta de negocios y propiedades, accidentes y muchos servicios más. Llame ahora 646-362-1004, 646-362-1004 o pida su cita gratis por Instagram @cabanillaslaw. Recuerde que estamos en vivo todos los fines de semana, sábados de 7 a 9 de la mañana y los domingos de 8:30 a 10 de la mañana por Mega 97.9.
Bienvenido a Kaiser Permanente. El doctor ya te puede ver. Verá que aunque eres muy activo, ahora te cansas más rápido de lo normal. Verá que a menudo almuerzas comida rápida.
Próxima ventanilla.
Verá que pones a tu familia primero y tu salud tiende a caer en segundo o tercer lugar. Y claro que verá que tienes el azúcar alto, igual que tu papá. En Kaiser Permanente trabajamos juntos para ver todo lo que tú eres y darte el cuidado que tú mereces. Kaiser Permanente, para todo lo que tú eres.